Radio.
He is real in my soul. My God is real. He has voice that made me whole. His love for me, it is like pure gold. My God is real. I can feel him in my soul. My God is real. He's real in my soul. My God is real. I can feel him made me whole. His love for me, it is like pure gold. My God is real. I can feel him in my soul. There are some things that I may not know. There are some places that I just can't go. But one thing for sure, my God is real. My God is real. I can feel him in my soul.
Praise God. Welcome to Macedonia Call around the globe. We are coming into your homes or wherever you may be from Southern Ohio. I'm Sister Joanna Green, here with my husband, Evangelist Clint Green, Evangelist Sister Phyllis Centers, her husband, Brother Bobby Centers, and my mommy, Sister Midge Bowens Atkins, and Brother Walter Atkins, my stepfather. And we're all here ready to share the good news of Jesus Christ with you. And if you'd like to call in, you could call in at 347-989-8862. Again, that is 347-989-8862. And you're welcome to call in and maybe give your testimony, or just the subject is on the Macedonia call that Paul had went over to Macedonia. And this is our sixth episode. And just encourage you to call in and just share whatever you might have on that, or just give your testimony, how you got saved and filled with the Holy Ghost. And you can also reach us at heisrisen38@aol.com. heisrisen38@aol.com. And I'm going to turn this over to, we're going to do this kind of differently tonight. My husband's going to be really the main speaker, but we're all just going to chime in here. We're sitting around the table, and wherever you may be, just listen in and or call in. And go ahead, hon.
Yeah, it's good to be with you. Good to be with you tonight. We're going to start in here tonight. We're talking about the Macedonian call. And we've been preaching on Paul and Silas on the second missionary journey. And we find out in the 16th chapter of Acts, in verse 1, that Timothy is added to the missionary journey. And he meets Paul and Silas at Lystra. Now, Lystra is a place where Paul was stoned and left for dead. So it's possible that Timothy was there when Paul was stoned. And I mentioned last week how that Paul writes to Timothy, and he writes 1st and 2nd Timothy to him, and how he called him his son in the gospel. And he had found this young man. We know he was a young man because the Bible says there, when Paul wrote to him, he said, "Let no man despise thy youth." So we know here that Timothy must have been a young man when he first started his preaching. And Paul tells him a lot of things about his doctrine. Now I want to read in 1 Timothy 4 and 1, a bit of the things that he had written to Timothy. He says here now, that in verse 1, Now the Spirit speaketh expressly that in the latter times some shall depart from the faith, giving heed to seducing spirits and doctrines of devils. And then in verse 6 it says, if thou put the brethren in remembrance of these things, thou shalt be a good minister of Jesus Christ, nourished up in the words of faith and of good doctrine, whereunto thou hast attained. So we see here that Paul was a firm believer in doctrine. And I have here written down in Deuteronomy 32 and verse 2, and this is the Old Testament, it says, my doctrine shall drop as the rain, my feet shall distill as the dew, as a small rain upon the tender herb, and as a shower upon the grass. So we see here that God has a doctrine, and you know, when Jesus came, John chapter 7, verse 16, he makes this statement. He says, my doctrine is not mine, but his that sent me. And in verse 17, he says, if any man will do his will, he shall know of the doctrine, whether it be of God or whether I speak of myself. Matthew 7, 28, it says here, and it came to pass when Jesus had ended these sayings, the people were astonished at his doctrine, for he taught them as one having authority and not as the scribes. And I'm reading some scriptures here on doctrine because we're living in a time when it seems like that the church has kind of left off on the doctrine. And you know, in the book of Judges, it said there that they had, every man did that which was right in his own eyes. So we're living in a day where they're changing the Word of God. They're taking, every day it seems like they're coming up with new doctrines. They're coming out with Bibles where they have added to and taken away. And they don't want to talk about the Holy Ghost anymore. They just want to kind of blot that out and just say Holy Spirit because they're afraid they're going to scare somebody. But the Bible tells me that we should fear lest the promise be left of us of making it, you know, that we should fear God. That is the beginning of wisdom, is to fear God. And we're to strive that we may be perfect even as the Father in heaven is perfect. So, I tell you today, we must strive that we can be what the Lord wants us to be. We cannot entertain doctrines of devils.
Amen.
Paul told Timothy, he said, someday that they will have doctrines of devils and that they would speak lies. And when Jesus came, he preached the doctrine that the Pharisees were astonished at. I've got some people that join us. Bring them on in, tell you who, you know.
Okay, we got a caller here. Caller 423, go ahead. Tell us who you are, where you're at. And
this is Evangelist Lloyd Yearwood down here in Madisonville, Tennessee.
Hey, Brother Yearwood, go right ahead.
Well, praise the Lord. It's good to be able to come back once again and just hear you on the radio. And I've got some prayer requests here I'd like to make known for the people to pray over. Roy Sexton, he's got black lung from working in a coal mine up in Virginia. His wife, Martha, has got 90% blockage in her neck, and they're going to have to do surgery on that if God don't give her a miracle. And she's fell about 6 weeks ago and broke her hip, so she's on the walker right at the present time, but God's taking care of her. And we've got Sandra Combs up there in Ohio. She's in rehab. She's needing a touch from God and a miracle from God. And we've got a 82-year-old Emma Anderson. lady that's in Miami, Florida. She was on a train down there this week, and it showed it there on the news. A lot of you might have seen it. The train conductor, she was singing a song about Amazing Grace, and about wrapped up and tied up in Jesus. And the train conductor got her by the arm and drug her up and drug her off and pulled her off the train and hurt her shoulder, hurt her hip real bad, and she's in real bad pain. So she's needing a miracle from God. And she told them whenever they was throwing her off the train, she just kept right on the singing. And she told them, she said, when Jesus gets here, there's going to be a lot more noise than this. Because they said she's making too much noise. And, you know, that just that lets me know that God has got to be coming soon. Because the way the world is going, the shape the things in. And Brother Green was talking there, and I've got a verse right here I'd like to read in 2 Timothy, 4th chapter, and 2nd verse. It says, preach the word. Be instant in season, out of season, rebuke, reprove, exhort with all long suffering and doctrine. You know, we can go on down, we can find out that people are heeding themselves to teachers they have in ancient years. That's what the people are going for today. They want somebody to pat them on the back and scratch their back and scratch their ear and tell them that they're living all right and they're doing okay. Just go ahead and live however you want to live. But I've got news for them. Praise God, they're going to have to come the Lord's way.
Amen.
And God is got a doctrine that is for above all the garbage that's in this world. This world is going to hell and going there in a handbag, but it's going to take the gospel of Jesus Christ, the doctrine of His Word, to get us into the kingdom of God. And, you know, it's time that people start turning. You know, we can look there in verse 3, and it says, for the time will come when they will not endure sound doctrine.
Amen.
But heed to themselves. But let's see. But after this, on lust shall they heed to themselves. Teachers are having itch and ears. And you know, that's exactly where people are at today. They've got that each and year, and they want to heed to their own self, and they want to live their own way. But I tell you what, they're going to have to come back and repent of their sins if they want to make heaven their home. And I just thank God for an opportunity tonight to witness to the Lord and witness for the Lord and to hold up His name. There in verse 4, it says, and they shall turn away their ears from the truth and shall be turned unto fables. Something that's no good. That's what people are turning to. They're turning to them false gods and everything else. But I'm going to tell you, there ain't but one living God. And He's sitting in heaven on the throne. He's got a son that's called Jesus. Sitting at the right hand side of Him, making intercession for us. And Jesus said, it's the Spirit that I go away. If I go not away, the Comforter will not come. And so He went away and He went back to the Father. And He sat down at the right hand side of Him. He prayed to the Father to send the Holy Ghost here on this earth. And He's down here today, walking through and fro through this earth, teaching. Whosoever will, you know, and whosoever will want Him can have Him. So I'll just shut up and get over here and listen. Now you just carry on. God bless you, and I love you, and appreciate you.
You're sounding real good, Brother Yearwood. We appreciate you, and we thank you for showing us this here station, this blog talk, to reach the world. That's what this is all about. Jesus said, this doctrine is not my own, but it's the Father who sent me. It's
Amen.
His doctrine. It's line upon line, precept upon precept. He said, not one jot, not one tittle shall pass till all things are fulfilled, in my own paraphrasing it there, but nothing of the Word of God is going to go out and return void. God's going to hit his mark. It's going to prick the hearts of them that are looking for the real thing. I tell you what, the Harlem Shake, this new thing, this new dance is going on, and they're bringing it into the churches. And, you know, we looked that up online, and it's a way the voodoo people used to dance around their sacrifices, and they'd sprinkle blood on their heads and wear a face mask, and one of them would get started, the chief of them all, and then they'd all get doing this voodoo type of dancing. And it's the same thing they're calling the Harlem Shake, and it's coming into the church. And I tell you, they got to change. When you get saved, you must change. Man. Praise God. If you already got the world and you're going to go to church, they don't have to make a change if they see all, that everything that the world is doing, that the church is doing also. They can have the best of both worlds. But I've got to tell you, I got good news that this thing is real. It's a sanctified way. Praise God. And there's a Holy Ghost that won't dwell in temples that aren't clean. He said we'll be made of a vessel of honor or dishonor. And I want to be a vessel of honor. And I believe my mom has something here. Sister Midge wants to read something. Praise God.
Amen.
Praise the Lord. First of all, I want y'all to pray for one of my coworkers. Her name is Dixie Schroeder. She's had a slight heart attack, and she's had a slight stroke. And I also want to say that we're not to fear those that can kill the body.
Amen.
And there's nothing else that they can do. But we're to fear the one that can kill the body and throw the soul in hell. He's
Amen.
The one that we're to fear. It says, fear God and give glory to him, for the hour of his judgment has come. And worship him that made heaven and earth and the sea and the foundation of waters. We're to worship God Almighty and him only. Praise the Lord. I give this back to Joanna.
Praise God.
Amen.
I have a scripture there you want to read. Praise the Lord. Sister Phyllis, would you like to say something? You testify a minute. Praise the Lord. Go ahead, Brother Green.
I don't know if they can hear me. Is this phone?
No. I tell you, we got a caller, 770. Go ahead there. Tell us who you are and where you're located. Area code.
This Green?
Yeah.
Oh, I'm sorry. I didn't know I was. This brother, I'm from Thompson, Georgia. I was just listening. I didn't go into the host. I don't know how I got into the. I was just listening to your program. I just wanted to let you know that we appreciate your program, what you're doing for the gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ. And we actually just called tonight to just listen in. I didn't push the host button, so I didn't figure I was in the program. I was just listening.
I'm sorry, brother. That's okay. Tell us where you're located and where your church is at.
Okay, we're located in Thompson, Georgia. It's 70 miles south of Atlanta, Georgia, and we just have our services on Sunday morning at 10 and regular church service at 11 and Sunday night at 6 and then Wednesday night at 7 o'clock. And we just we appreciate your program. I know you've been on Brother Yearwood's program, and we just appreciate your Brother and Sister Green's ministry as you called in and been a part of it. And we just we heard about your program. We just wanted to listen to it tonight. So we just appreciate everything that you're doing and for the gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ.
Praise God. Good to meet you, Brother John. Yeah, we heard you plenty of times there on Brother Yearwood's broadcast. And thank God for your preaching. And you preach the true word of God. And we appreciate you, brother. And you're welcome on this here anytime. You call in and you just obey God anytime. And some of these days we'll make it down there to Georgia and visit y'all face-to-face.
That'll be a good time. We'll have a time of revival together and fellowship together, and we just appreciate it. We're looking forward to that. So it's just a Green, and just like I said, continuing the gospel, and we appreciate both your ministries and your ministering and reaching the gospel for Lord Jesus Christ. And we do just want to encourage one another. You know, the Bible says encouraging one another whilst today. You know, we need to exhort one another whilst today. We have to, you know, we have to unite together and stay together, and we just appreciate everything that all of you are doing.
Amen. Okay, Brother Green, you got a scripture there you want to go with?
Yeah.
Okay, I don't know if you can hear me. Can you hear me out there? Can you hear me?
Okay. I hear you, Brother Green, but you're a little bit low.
Okay. I got a scripture here. It's found in Mark chapter 7. And it starts here at verse 6. It says, he answered and said unto them, Well hath Isaiah prophesied of you hypocrites, as it is written, this people honoreth me with their lips, but their heart is far from me. Howbeit in vain they do worship me, teaching for doctrines the commandments of men. For laying aside the commandment of God, ye hold the tradition of men, as the washing of pots and cups and many other such like things ye do. And he said unto them, full well ye reject the commandment of God, that ye may keep your own tradition. Well, you know, we're living in a day when people have a lot of traditions and things that they're holding on to. But I tell you, we got to get in the true Word of God. We've got to get in, and we've got to serve God with all of our heart. The Bible said that we should love the Lord with all our heart, mind, soul, and strength. And not only that, but that we should love our neighbor as ourself. You know, there's many religions. Can you hear me out there, Brother Yearwood?
Yeah, I hear you good, brother. You sound
okay,
good.
Okay, I didn't know if I was on or not. Having a little trouble with the phones. But, you know, we have many religions, the world does, and the thing about it is we have to love God with all of our heart. And, you know, there's people out there tonight that love God with all their heart, but they're caught up in false religions. And a lot of times they love God, but then they don't love people. And that's where the problem is. See, Jesus came. The Bible said that we might have life and have it more abundantly. Now, if we have that abundant life in Christ, if we have received that, then we should have love for our fellow man. You know, I'm not going to strap a bomb on me and go into some kind of a mall or something like that to blow up a bunch of innocent people. But, you know, there's religions out there that'll tie a bomb onto their self and go in and try to kill people because they think they're doing God's service. But I can tell you right now, if you got that kind of religion, you need the real thing. Praise God. You need what we have tonight through Jesus Christ. He is the way, the truth, and the life. And no man can come to the Father but by him. Oh, glory to God. I'm thankful tonight that I found the way. You know, they sang a song. I have found the way. Praise God. I'm glad tonight that I found the way. Praise God. I'm glad that I got in this when somebody preached the gospel to me.
Yes, amen.
When they preached Christ to me and him crucified. I'm glad I believed that report, praise God. I'm glad that I got on the Lord's side. You know, I believe it was Joshua said, who is on the Lord's side? Praise God. I tell you, you need to get on the Lord's side tonight if you're not on the Lord's side. Praise God. I'm glad that Jesus is Lord tonight,
amen,
that he is the way.
Amen.
He's the one, praise God. He said, if I be lifted up, he said, I'll draw all men unto me. Praise God. They lifted him up one day at Calvary. They put him between two thieves, and they nailed him to a cross and hung him on that tree. Praise God. Oh, glory to God. I'm glad tonight. Oh, glory to God. I'm glad that I found Christ as my personal Savior. I'm glad that I got my name in the Lamb's Book of Life. I'm glad that they died my seed. Oh, glory to God. I feel this tonight. I feel it tonight. Oh, glory to God. I want to ask you tonight, if you ain't saved, I tell you, you can be. Paul went and preached. He preached to all of those cities there. Praise God. Oh, glory to God. He went through the cities preaching Christ, and many received Christ as their Savior. But the world was against him. The world won't like you. The world loves their own, the Bible said. Praise God. But I'm glad that Jesus loves me tonight, that Christ died for my sins. And I tell you, you can have eternal life tonight. I tell you, you can have it. The door of mercy is still open.
Amen.
Christ is still calling those to come.
Come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Praise God. Take my yoke upon me, he said, and learn of me, for my yoke is easy and my burden is light. I tell you tonight, you can get yoked up with Jesus Christ. You can be a worker in the vineyard of God.
Amen.
You know, he called us. He called us. He called us to work in the vineyard. I tell you, when you get saved, I tell you, then you can have good works. You don't have to have filthy rags of righteousness. See, we were by sea, by sea. We was once lost and undone without God. But I tell you, Christ brought us back. You see, it was in the garden where Adam went away when he sinned. There was just one thing he wasn't supposed to do, but he done that one thing. It was one sin that took him away from God. Now, I tell you, the soul that sinneth, the Bible said, shall surely die. But I tell you, there's a remedy for sin tonight. I tell you, Jesus is that remedy. Whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved.
Amen.
Praise God. We went off last week. Praise God. I'm getting a little excited here. But I tell you, Christ is the answer.
Yes,
He's
he is.
The answer for the world today. Bible said in him we move, we live and move and have our being. I tell you, he's not far from any of us. Paul preached there on Mars Hill, Acts chapter 17. He found an inscription that said to the unknown God. I tell you, Paul said, I know him. I know this unknown God that you don't know. His name is Jesus. Praise God. He is the resurrection and the life. Praise God. You can be saved today. You can have eternal life. You've got to call on Jesus to get it. I'm turning back over to Joanna. You're going to close out with prayer. She might say a few words.
Praise the Lord. If you don't know Jesus as your personal Savior, I said last week, if you don't know that you're saved, if there's a question there, you don't know whether or not you're saved, I can guarantee you're not saved. Because once you get saved, you know that a change takes place, that God,
Amen.
He empties out, he sweeps out, and he garnishes you when you've asked the Lord to forgive you of your sins. And you know that you know that you know, and you can't be shaken. You're steadfast, unmovable, and the devil cannot change you. And I tell you, I encourage you to pray. It's real easy. A little child can understand salvation. A little child can understand that if he hurts his mommy or his daddy's feelings, that he goes and says, I'm sorry, and with tears running down his face, and he really means that he's sorry. And that's all you got to do with the Lord, because I tell you, once you ask the Lord for forgiveness and you really mean it with your heart, and you just let him wash away all your sin, and it goes into the sea of forgetfulness. He never remembers it again.
90 seconds.
And we're going to pray for those requests that Brother Yearwood had tonight, and Sister Midge had some requests too. We're going to pray for those. And right now, if you don't know Christ as your Savior, you bow your head and you pray with us right now. And you ask God to forgive you of your sins. And then you go and you confess with your mouth and you tell others what the Lord has done for you. And that completes your salvation. Lord, in the name of Jesus, God, we ask that you touch, God, the lives, Lord, of those out there that are praying right now, God. Dear God, those that don't know you, Lord, maybe they're backslid and don't know you, God, and have gone away from you, Lord, straight away. And then further than they wanted to go and kept them longer than they wanted to stay. God, that we ask you, Lord, to bring them back into the fold, Lord. In the name of Jesus, God, let them have a boldness to confess, Lord, after they've repented of their sins, that you are their Savior, Lord. Jesus Christ, we praise you. Lord, touch that lady, Emma Anderson, dear God, with the train conductor, Lord, what happened with that episode, Lord, down there in Florida. Lord, all the ones, dear God, that Brother Yearwood mentioned, dear Lord, and Lord, the one that my mother, Lord, returned in request for, God, Dixie, you know who she is, God. Tell her to touch our heart, Lord. In the name of Jesus, God, we praise you. In the name of Jesus, amen. Until next time, if you want to hear Brother Yearwood, he's on Tuesday nights at 6 p.m. You can listen to him for an hour there. Him and Brother John, they do a great job. Just click in there. I'll have a link on my Facebook. You can request me as your friend if you like, Joanna Werick Green. Werick is W-Y-E-R-I-C-K. Again, it's Joanna Werick Green. And friend me on Facebook if you like to. And you can click in with Brother Yearwood. Also, reach us at heisrisen38@aol.com. God bless you. Till next Friday at 11 p.m. We'll see you then.